Hey, thanks for joining me on the Meg Ellison Show. I sincerely appreciate you tuning in, as always. Jessica McBride, what's our next concert?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. It's got to be something from the 80s.
You know, I...
keep our theme going. Maybe Bon Jovi or something.
Maybe 70s, too. You know, I did see... I was looking last night. Yeah. And Chicago is going to be in Madison and Milwaukee, I think in early June, like June 1st and 2nd. But I don't know how many tickets are left. I would prefer to go to Milwaukee, but I don't know. I mean, either one, but I don't know how many tickets are left. We might have to... I like the outdoor venues in the summer, so maybe we can find something that will keep us outside as opposed to in some sort of indoor venue.
That'd be fun. I'm in. Count me in.
We've got our little concert click.
We do. We do.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
We do.
Yes. Well, hey, I want to take as much time as we can to talk about, I know that you and Jim did a significant amount of research on the this prosecution, and I would believe that many of our listeners, if not all of them, are not familiar with this prosecution of Special Agent Mark Wagner. And so if you can talk about the situation surrounding it and what has transpired.
Yeah, I think this was a case and a sham prosecution that has flown beneath the radar. I don't think it got a lot of attention in the liberal media. This is a good example, right? The liberal media don't care that this heroic state Department of Justice agent, Mark Wagner, law enforcement officer, was being railroaded by the liberal Dane County District Attorney in a case that should never have been brought against him. So it stemmed from, honestly, a really messy situation involving the apprehension of a violent fentanyl dealer by the name of Quadren Wilson. And this kind of went south, and it was definitely a chaotic situation in which Mark Wagner thought he'd been shot at, and so he shot back, but like, it turned out he hadn't been shot at, but it was a very reasonable mistake, and he didn't even hit the violent felon who was revving his car and not complying with orders, and who, frankly, created the chaotic situation, the dangerousness of the situation in the first place. To boil it all down, Wisconsin law allows officers to make reasonable mistakes. Like, the officer doesn't always have to be right when they're making split-second judgment calls in chaotic, dangerous situations caused by violent criminals. They have to be reasonable. I mean, that is the legal test. Whether another person would reasonably believe, or whether the officer, I should say, reasonably believed that their life or that of another was in danger when they opened fire. In my opinion, the tie goes to the runner, in so to speak. And if you've got this situation with this heroic, decorated officer, this guy, Mark Wagner, was a Milwaukee police officer who served with great distinction for years and years before he was a DCI agent. When you have this heroic officer on one hand, you've got this violent drug dealer with this horrible criminal record on the other hand. He's ignoring orders. He's revving up his tires and stuff like that, refusing to comply and raise his hands, making furtive movements and all of this. And when there's a reasonable belief that that officer had, you don't go criminally charge the officer, in my opinion. So I feel like the DA ignored the law. And what happened yesterday is a Dane County jury acquitted the officer. So this is kind of a miracle. As we all know, Dane County is extraordinarily liberal. So even a Dane County jury, even in what would presumably be, you know, a liberal jury, at warp speed rejected this sham prosecution by DA Ismael Ozan. They didn't even take 2 hours to acquit the officer. This officer has a lot of support. There were a lot of other agents and officers who were really upset about this prosecution, the Fraternal Order of Police. They were really upset about this prosecution. And so it was really great to see, you know, Mark Wagner be acquitted that quickly. It was clear when you read all the facts that he should have been, that his belief was reasonable. I mean, here's what happened. I'll try to really boil it down, but just so people understand it more. So there's this violent drug dealer. They're pulling him over. They're trying to take him into custody because he actually was on GPS monitoring. He had been granted early release by Tony Evers' prison system and put on GPS, and then he was allegedly running around drug dealing again. So, you know, this team of officers, including Mark Wagner, they were tasked with taking him into custody for that. And so he's a very, very dangerous person. Weapons offenses in the past, drug dealing offenses in the past. This is a dangerous felon criminal, right, that we're talking about. So that plays into the mindset of the officer, too, how dangerous this man is that you're approaching. So Mark Wagner was tasked with approaching this man's car. They had him pinned in between two law enforcement vehicles. He walks up to the car with a shield, and he's, you know, saying, "Police, police, put your hands up, put your hands up." The criminal is refusing to comply, and that's when he starts revving his tires like he's trying to get out from being pinned between the two cars. Meanwhile, there's two other agents who are coming up the other side. One of them has a crowbar-like tool that he used to pop the window, which they do so they can see better into the car to make sure he's not grabbing a gun or something like that. So nothing like abnormal about that police tactic. But when he popped the window, smashed the window, and then it got stuck and he had to do it a second time, in the chaos of the situation, Mark Wagner thinks that's a gunshot. Meanwhile, he's having a hard time seeing in the car because there's tinted windows, and the guy in the car is making furtive movements that look like he might be reaching for a gun. At the same time as the pop, Mark Wagner felt something hit his shield. It was a projectile, probably from the smashed window, but he thinks it's a bullet. It makes him fly backwards. It literally hits him so hard he flies backwards. All the other agents and civilian witnesses on the scene, and there were many, many, many witnesses, all stated later publicly and testified that they thought he was shot as well. Like, he thought he was shot, and they thought he was shot. They hear the pop. They see something hit his shield. They see him fly backwards. Everyone thinks he's shot by the criminal.
Can I stop you just for a second? Is this on video?
No.
There is no video.
But there's so many witnesses.
Okay. All right.
There were like
civilian witnesses.
There were like 19 officers involved in this takedown and stuff too. So there were so many different witnesses, and they all said the same thing. They all said, "We thought he was shot." And so then he fired back, but he missed. Like, he didn't even hit the criminal. So let's be honest, this is a terribly messy scene, because then the third officer opened fire because he thought Wagner had been shot. Like, he also hears the pop. He sees Wagner fly backwards. He thinks Wagner shot. He opens fire too. The bad guy gets hit with a couple fragments and he's fine. Like, the guy, you know, he's not killed, whatever, he's fine. This is a chaotic, messy scene, which I would chalk up to the fog of war. And it's a reminder, frankly, of how dangerous the jobs of law enforcement officers are. Like, how unpredictable, how chaotic. When you're dealing with a violent criminal like this guy who's known to be armed in the past, this was a mess of a scene. Like, I don't think anybody thinks this is some great scene. But was it criminal? Should that agent, who reasonably believed that this guy had shot him, should that agent be sent to prison? He was facing 10 years in prison. I say no. And you know what? The law says no, because I'll say it again. The law says if the officer had a reasonable belief he was being shot at, that's the test. And he's authorized to use lethal force. Like, he doesn't have to be right. There was a case in Milwaukee years ago, and these are tough cases, where a guy was shot by an officer and he had a cassette tape, but the officer thought it was a gun. It was a small black thing and he whipped it out. And that officer was never, I don't think he was even charged, but those are difficult situations. You know, in that case, I think the man was killed. But in this case, the man's not even hit by Wagner's bullet. It misses. So in my opinion, you don't charge a cop in a situation like that. You recognize, and the law certainly does, that these officers are being made to make split-second judgment calls in exceptionally fast-moving, dangerous situations. And like I said, the tie should go to the runner, the cop. So the jury saw this. They saw immediately he had a reasonable belief he was shot at. I think it was an outrageous prosecution. And I think what it speaks to is this trend on the left to turn the criminals into the victims, and officers somehow into the bad guys, like somehow impugning them with ill intent that they don't possess in most cases. I mean, there's bad officers out there. I would never say there aren't some bad apples in any profession.
But most criminals are bad. Let's face it.
Most criminals. Well, right? Let's say, well, right. Hello. If you're a felon drug dealer who's been toting weapons around in the past, and you have, this guy had something like 26 prior arrests or something. Like, this is a bad guy. And I guess he went on the witness stand and he was trying to get everyone to feel sorry for him, like he has PTSD because he got shot at.
Of course. And no PTSD also, from the other 25 crimes that he's committed or perhaps contributed to the deaths of people in his drug dealing.
You know what? We need to go back in society to the mindset that the criminals are the bad guys and police officers are generally heroic people who are trying to protect their communities, often at great peril to themselves.
Yeah, putting their lives on the line. And I mean, let's also keep in mind, we talked about this earlier this morning, about who is it that is actually creating the law to begin with? The law enforcement officer is just the enforcer of the law. If the left wants to get mad at somebody, get mad at whomever created the law if you're against that. I mean, you know, as an example, this Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in Louisiana that's told the state of Texas that they cannot arrest illegals and deport them. I mean, so which laws do the left support, or are they just in favor of no law and order at all in our country?
Well, no law and order. I think there's been a trend in our country since BLM and all those protests and everything, defund the police, all this stuff. There's been a trend toward having no accountability for anybody. They want to empty out the prisons. You know, they want people to go to jail. You know, and this guy, he's a poster child for that. Tony Evers' early release program, where he's released so many criminals from the state prison system. Oh, they're nonviolent drug offenders, the left says. Well, this guy was one of them because he was incarcerated for drug dealing. And so he's a nonviolent drug offender. Let's let him out on the early release program. Well, guess what? This guy isn't a nonviolent drug offender. He has violent criminal convictions in his past. He has weapons convictions in his past. Like, people aren't getting to prison because they have a joint in their pocket. You know, if they're there for a drug offense, it's drug dealing, and they probably do have a criminal history as serious and violent as this guy's is. So it's just this myth that the left created, that the prisons are packed with these nonviolent, you know, harmless drug offenders, and we should let them all out or whatever. And then the defund the police movement, like, all of this is about stripping accountability from the criminal element. You know, and that does not protect society. In fact, that hurts communities. And I'm sick and tired of that narrative. It's really honestly why Jim and I created Wisconsin Right Now. We created it in the wake of George Floyd and all of that, where suddenly the liberal media and society was flipping the narrative and making law enforcement officers the bad guys and the villains. We were like, what? Like, what are you doing? Like, we're not allowing this. We have to get off our sofas and join this fight back, because it was so egregious and over the line. In this case with Mark Wagner, what happened is King Rick, who is a Black Panther leader from Milwaukee, and his crew went down to Dane County and met with the district attorney of Dane County. There's videos of this, and demanded charges against this DCI agent. I mean, imagine being this agent, where you're in this chaotic situation, you legitimately thought you were shot, you have damage to your shield, there's photos of it, you can see that whatever hit him did damage his shield, and the next day, you're being charged with a 10-year felony. I mean, can you imagine what this man and his family went through for the last year?
Yeah, well,
It's horrific.
Well,
they're letting this other guy roam around.
Well, and you know, that's the thing, is the criminal is, again, as you said, is pushed by the left to be the victim, and that's how they believe themselves to be at this point. And someone who's as you said, supposed to be the hero in our society, is made to go through the stress. You know what the message that it sends to good, decent people that aspire to be in law enforcement is that they don't really want to do it, because of the way that they could potentially and likely will be treated by those on the left.
You know what I'm really proud of? I'm just the proudest of this, is my daughter is almost 19. She's a freshman in college at the University of Cincinnati. And guess what she's going into? Criminal justice. And she wants to be in law enforcement. And I I don't even know where that came from, but she just has always been around, like, the reporting I'm doing. Her father was a prosecutor. She liked Criminal Minds growing up. Whatever, we gave her the right messages, because she's actually, despite what you're saying, you know, despite the climate, despite everything law enforcement officers
good for her
take, mm-hmm. she's stepping up, and that's what she's majoring in.
And well done, and Mom. Frankly.
Yeah, I'm so proud. Like, she went on a ride along with the Cincinnati police. She handed out safety flyers for the campus police department. She went to a criminal justice fair. I'm really proud of the kid. So, you know, we can counter these damaging liberal messages in our own families. And, you know, certainly in Wisconsin right now, and what you do, we're trying to counter these terrible messages in a broader community way. But I think we all have an obligation to do it, because these cops, they have really, really tough jobs. Really, how would you like to be the person charged with pulling over and apprehending someone like Quadron Wilson? You know, that is a really dangerous scenario. I don't have to deal with danger in my job. You know, most people don't. And I guess Jim and I just felt like an obligation to write about the Wagner case, because we knew the liberal media weren't going to properly characterize it. And we just felt like this guy and his fellow agents who were there that day, like, needed somebody to give readers the truth, you know, to sort of unpack the spin of this liberal DA. I thought it was an outrageous prosecution. I think DA Ozan owes an apology to all law enforcement in Wisconsin.
Okay, so Jessica, I'm looking at the clock. I got to let you go. Thank you so much, as always, for joining me on this. Time flies when you're having fun. Me, and Steve Perry. I look forward to our conversation. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Going to the 9 o'clock news, followed by my next guest this morning, Adam Schwarzy. Stay tuned on the Meg Ellison Show on WSAU.
The Island Resort and Casino is the Midwest premier casino golf spot.